Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Lake to Lake Girls. We're your hosts, Cassie and Tiffany, today. Amanda's getting the week off, and it's just the dynamic duo for this evening on September, holy, October 13th. Yeah. Oh my lord.
I have not said October the first try since October began.
Really?
It doesn't feel the 9th?
And tomorrow it's supposed to be what? 80 degrees?
80 degrees out. Looking forward to it, actually.
It's beginning to look a lot like
summer.
Everywhere we go. Ew. I can't believe it's October 13th. There's so much coming up that I don't feel like I'm prepared for.
Is it really the 13th?
The 13th. Yeah. Halfway through. We're halfway through.
We're almost to Halloween.
I know. I'm so excited for Halloween. We're still finalizing details, but I'm so super stoked about it.
Do you still have a costume for me to borrow?
Yes. No. Yes. Maybe.
Oh. Well, let me know sooner
than later. Which one was it?
I don't know. I don't remember. A sailor? Or you're going to be a sailor?
I'm going to be a sailor.
A cop is what you wore last year?
I wore a cop last year. A friend of mine's borrowing a cop. That might have been the one.
You lent my costume?
I'm sorry.
God.
I forget.
This is why I have to remind you that we have the show all the time.
All the time. So much going on in our lives. I do have other costumes, though. Like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader you could be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, why not?
I had a monumental experience today.
Oh, yeah?
I ran without a shirt.
You went just a bra?
Yes. But it wasn't on purpose. So it's kind of been like my goal is to one of these days I'm going to feel confident enough to go out in without just my sports bra and run.
Yeah.
And today I went out and it started raining. And I had like a long sleeve shirt on, turtleneck kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I run with my phone for Run Keeper and everything. And
yeah, so do I.
So nervous that my phone was going to get wet, break. Die that I took my shirt off to wrap it around my arm with my phone so that my phone didn't get wet.
You're badass.
I know, but I was so like, oh my god, people are gonna see me. It was dark for the most part, but it made me run faster. I was like, I need to get home.
I gotta get covered up. I've never run without a shirt. I just don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable with it at all. It's so weird to run without a shirt on.
But it happened.
It happened. Well, at least you did it, and you can say you did it now. Goal achieved.
Yeah, no. Achieved, no. I was forced into it. Somebody held my feet to the fire.
Yeah, it's okay.
Protect well, the phone.
You did your half marathon, didn't you?
Yeah, I kicked ass. So
did you really?
My goal was to get in under 2 hours, and I finished in 1 hour. 59 minutes and 58 seconds.
What?
Yeah, well, I actually got really pissed because I crossed the finish line and the clock said 2 hours 57 seconds. And I was like, you gotta be shitting me. I said, I did all this work to
lose it by a minute.
57 seconds. And then they had an actual live post that would link right to your Facebook and everything when you finish the race. And my chip time, because I was probably a minute away from the actual start line with all the people in front of me, my chip time was 1:59:58 instead of the gun time, which is...
And I'm sure that made you so happy.
Actually, my phone wouldn't load it. It wasn't very mobile friendly, either that or 5,000 people were trying to access it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to post on the post saying, if anybody's on a desktop and can comment and tell me what my time says, please do. So they did. And I was actually in the bathroom when I saw it. And so I come out of the bathroom and I saw my group and they were like, mobbing me. So
awesome.
We had a happy moment.
How many people did you run with?
Just myself.
But you went with people.
Adam came with me, and then we had a couple of friends. He ran, but we ran at different paces. So we did it on our own, and then his wife was there, and we all just kind of hung out afterwards. It was fun. And one carbo load. We went to Olive
Garden
afterwards.
I was going to say, you must have been starving.
But it was, so yeah, and that gave Adam somebody to hang out with.
So this makes it probably, what, in this 80s now? You have 80 some days left until you're full down at Disney?
90 days until the marathon.
90 days.
Yep.
Do you feel more and more prepared, or are you feeling less and less prepared now that you got the half one done?
Well, when I crossed the finish line after running 13.1 and realized that's only halfway to where I'm going to have to run in January, I said, I am not ready. I don't want to do it. I am over this whole running thing, but
you're going to do it.
I have to do 15 this weekend, and
mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm running into now is when you do a 13.1 mile race, you have water along the way.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a training run, you got to bring your own water.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out the hard way. My last training run was 13, and by 10, I was so dehydrated I couldn't move.
Oh, no.
And I finished 13, but I'm going to have to figure out what to do with 15. I could either get one of those belts that have water bottles on them. Or a camel pack something.
Camelback. I have one.
I would assume that they're really hard to run in.
Nope. Mm-mm. I use that to go hiking, and I use that for myself. I don't mind it. It's not heavy either.
Mm. Yeah, well, I don't know. I've been talking to some marathoners, and they have given me some advice and recommendations. Really?
Just for the training aspect of things?
For the training, because for the race you're going to have, there's...
The tables all set up.
Water,
isn't there places where you can go
Gatorade,
to the bathroom, too?
Bathrooms, Tylenol stops. They have first aid.
Tylenol stops?
They have literally Tylenol tables, goo tables, shot blocks. Like, go big or go home for these big races.
Wow.
They make sure you're comfortable. So you do it again.
True. I understand that, but... Dang, like all of these amenities are enough to scare people away.
they don't advertise them.
You might,
but
need.
You're very thankful to run into them when you're on the course. They're like Tylenol. You're like,
give me.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool that they do that. That's just scary at the same time. Now, what about Gatorade versus water? Isn't Gatorade not something you really want to drink while you're on the course itself?
I try to rotate for every time I drink Gatorade, I try to do like two waters to follow. Or water,
yeah.
Water, Gatorade, water, water, Gatorade.
Yeah.
This course was, I don't know if it's every course, but I wasn't really paying attention. In the beginning, they had like, they would have two Gatorade tables and then two water tables. And I kept grabbing things from the first people I saw,
mm-hmm.
until I realized that I had to wait to get the water because they were at the next few tables.
Oh, okay.
And I also had music in, so I couldn't hear anybody saying, Gatorade, Gatorade, Gatorade. So I kept going, water, water. Like the next few, because I was just, before I caught on.
It took a little bit. Yeah, I'm glad you made it. That's awesome.
We got some awesome, the shirt is long sleeve pink tech shirt. Love it.
So you get some pretty cool stuff for this.
Then I went to the expo after basically everything was sold out, but I did find one half marathon hoodie that was on clearance. So I was like, score.
Win.
$20. And I have basically been living in it since I got it because I'm proud.
Good. You should be. And not many people can say, hey, I did a half marathon. And think of what you can say after you do a full.
Yeah.
You got it. Really? You're fine. You've got it.
I'll figure it out.
We will. Well, now that we're updated on that, and we know that your next step is a 15-mile in the race, we'll find out about that after this weekend and next show on Monday when we come back with the Lake to Lake Girls from 7:30 to 8:15. We've had some stuff pop up in the news, and we want to talk about it because these are things that are really popular now, apparently. Well, I know Snapchat. I use Snapchat pretty frequently. I'm not super into it. I'm not super into Instagram. I haven't really caught the Instagram bug, but I do love, you know, Pinterest and Facebook and all these apps. There's so many apps out there. So you can pretty much find an app for anything. And You brought to our attention, my attention. I didn't even know this happened. This is how attached I am to the world. It's leaked Snapchat messages.
So they weren't actually from Snapchat, but they were from a third-party app that allows people to save snaps. So the premise of Snapchat is to send a photo
and it just goes away.
You can set the time limit on from 1 to 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it either flashes or, and you have to hold your thumb down on the screen in order to let it continue, and you can't save the photo.
And if you do, it shows you saved it.
If you take a screenshot, then that person that sent you the snap then can gets tell. Notified.
Exactly.
So they're like, ha, you've saved my picture, and then you can harass them for it. But there are third-party apps that allow you to manipulate the system and open the snap and view it as long as you want, and you can actually also auto-save.
Save it.
So as soon as it gets opened, it gets saved to the gallery of your phone. So what happened was one of those third-party apps that allows people to save photos was also, I'm assuming, somehow storing photos out in cyberspace, and those photos got leaked.
That's insane.
But I don't, like, there's not that I know of, some mass gallery of
nudies?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, because you got to think about, the recent nudie pics of all the celebrities that got leaked and turned into a movie.
A movie?
I don't know what it's called, but it's turned into a movie. There's an artist that wanted to display these and say how beautiful it is and whatever. Turned it into an artwork. And he put all of the nakedness together and called it a movie. And you can see it. You can still download it online, but he was going to get sued for doing this whole display of it. But he somehow got, from a third-party app,
right,
got these pictures leaked. I have no idea, but apparently one of them is like Jennifer Hudson with naughtiness, looking naughty.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Lawrence, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. And, I mean, she's like, at the time I was with a long-distance boyfriend, it's something that people do, which I agree. People choose to do that kind of stuff. And now she's going to be punished for it and be deemed naughty words because she took a picture for her significant other because the third party apps.
So the lesson is to
think before you send.
I'm not sure what the lesson should be. Think before you send, don't download third party apps. That I'm not sure.
I think there's this is multi-level.
Yeah.
From one, don't think before what you send, because just know it's never gone. Two, why you gotta be a perv and download these third-party sites? If people are doing Snapchat, it's for a reason. If it's sending you a snap, it's not meant to be forever. Just let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I the perviness just gets me. And
I had a friend growing up who would not allow anybody, even on like a disposable camera or whatever it used to be back in the day, the first stages of digital, but or Polaroids, even Polaroids.
Really?
She wouldn't allow people to take pictures of her doing anything crazy. Like, she would not allow there to be any sort of alcoholic beverages in the photos. She would not allow, like, she would. I remember there was one time where I took a photo and she had her middle finger up and she was hysterical. Wanted that picture as soon as it was developed and came off the roll, and
wow,
she wanted it. And
she want the negatives too, because well, they can redo the negatives.
So I think so. I'm pretty sure she did. I'm pretty sure she demanded them. But because you never know when you're going to run for political office, is what she said.
She was ahead of her time.
So, well, yeah. That, and I'm sure a lot of it probably had to do with parental influence. But still, like,
yeah, who says that when you're, how old were you at the time?
Oh, like 4th, 5th, 6th grade.
Are you?
Yeah. No, it, yeah. Okay, so ahead of her time. But,
oh, my God.
I this whole situation makes me think of that.
I'm just thinking of, like, a 10, 11, 12-year-old kid, like,
don't take my picture.
You can't take my picture. I want the negatives. I want the printout. I want this.
Yeah.
I could run for president.
I think it was at Girl Scout camp.
Where oh, my God.
Happened. Does that add effect to the story? Yeah.
Makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's not funny. She was totally prepared. She knew it was coming.
She saw this coming.
She saw it all
totally
coming.
Totally foreseen.
I mean, Polaroids. Never know when they're going to end up on the wall.
Whose wall? Could end up on the wall of the Oval Office. You never know.
I mean, everybody, I don't want to say everybody, but those, they're, I've got nothing.
Anyway.
I'm trying. I got nothing. We talk about it all the time. Amanda and I talk about it all the time about being sensitive with what you share. I mean, you and I tend to be pretty positive on our social media sites. Try to stay as positive as possible. I mean, everybody has their bad days. But you don't go out in there and you don't attack someone verbally for something. You don't go on there and you post really, like, truly inappropriate pictures. I mean, I don't even go on there and do... I'm not a big selfier. I don't do the big selfies all the time, like the inappropriate ones. You know what I'm talking about? Like, in the kitchen... I mean, not in the kitchen, but in the bathroom mirror showing, like, my body. My body. I don't do those. I mean, and you do selfies of you.
I couldn't even find pictures of you in your Halloween costume last year.
Right?
I tried really hard. Didn't work.
But
I can't believe you let my costume, but anyway.
I'll show you. I'm sorry. I have others. But, I mean, and you do, like, when you're running, you'll do, like, your sweat and... You know, like, they're cool. They're cool, like, the artsy-ish. I don't know what you call them, but they're not inappropriate at all.
Right.
So you think about what you post, especially because you're in, like, a public office.
I have a lot of Facebook friends who are, sometimes I use Facebook actually to get a hold of clients, customers, chamber members. Just
exactly.
You know when they're on the computer. It's very obvious to see that they're online, so you're almost guaranteed an answer, whereas a lot of times emails kind of get lost in the...
Translation, yep.
In the shuffle.
Yep. Which is completely true. I know you never know who's looking at your wall.
I have lots of family. Family on... Family Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
Friends.
Let me tell
friends,
you
family.
One instance where I had my ass handed to me. And I kid you not, my dad, he's not a social media, not at all. He's very traditionally, he has no idea how it works, none of it. Okay. Actually, I've had it more than once. He doesn't understand how it works, so this is why it happens. But the one time that I deserved it and the one time that I learned my lesson, I think I was a freshman in college or something like that, sophomore in college, something along those lines. And have you ever heard of the movie Full Metal Jacket?
Heard of.
It's really raunchy, really like in your face, inappropriate things are said. I quoted it on my Facebook page. Like, I quoted one of the things from the movie. And, you know, I bleeped things out. I didn't, like, full out say the bad, like, bad words. But it was there. And you could tell.
And it made it back to Daddy?
Well, he was going through Mom's.
Oh.
He was looking at the wall of Mom's. And, because he has no idea. And he's just like, all right, what's this? What's this person up to? What's this? Like, he gets the people post about what they're doing. Well, it's because I was watching the movie and I posted up there, you know, when people do that.
Yeah.
Well, I got a phone call. And what the is this on your, what, this Facebook thingy and blah, blah, blah. You take that down right now, young lady. You don't even know who's looking at this and blah, 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 blah. And you don't do that. And I'm like, oh my God, that is not a big deal. And like thinking back, you're like, oh yeah, it's probably not appropriate to put that up there. You know, this is just something you just don't say.
Yeah.
Keep your dirty laundry in the basket, not on Facebook. Is the general gist of it.
But especially, too, when you're, I mean, employers, potential employers
look at it.
Yeah. It's very easy. Google yourself. See what you see.
I'm all over
Put
the
yourself
Google.
In, you know, potential boss's mindset. Yep. Look at it. I mean, if you've got tons of pictures of crazy college parties and, you know, you're 1 year removed from school, does that show how responsible you are? And careful what you post.
Exactly. Speaking of posting, this came across the newswire for me today, and it's another app for anonymous posts. And this has gone back to the school systems now. And I don't know if it's something that can be tracked because it's anonymous, but, you know, who knows how anonymous it really is. It says school officials are cautioning parents about an app that allows anonymous postings that have been linked to recent threats against students and schools. The free mobile app is called Yik Yak. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it allows users to write anonymous posts of up to 200 characters that can be read within a 1.5 mile radius of their location. School officials are cautioning parents about the app that allows anonymous postings that have been linked to recent threats against students in the schools, like bomb threats and
bullying, right?
Bullying is a big one, and there's no way to catch them because it's all anonymous. It's anonymous. I'm sure there's a way to do it, but it says Yik Yak was launched last fall. A company spokesman says it's intended to be restricted to users older than 17. Yeah, that happened. There's information on its website on how parents can block children from downloading it. So you can prevent your kids from using it, but kids will use any. Like, I give kids this. They're resourceful.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I can't imagine.
Makes me wonder if Google thought this out when they decided to make their app market open source. So,
true.
iTunes, I'm pretty sure all the apps in iTunes have to be approved by Apple.
By Apple, yep.
And which means things like this probably wouldn't make, I don't know, is this available? I'm curious to know if this is available on Apple iTunes. I don't have an iPhone.
Available on iTunes?
Because anybody can write, and anybody with the capability and knowledge to write the software for an app can do so on Google. And that's part of the appeal, is that there literally is an app for everything because
people
it's open
think
source.
It, people do it.
But then there's, like, those malicious people out there that come up with crazy ideas. Like, this, who's sitting at home thinking to themselves, man, I should create an app that allows anybody and everybody to post whatever they want and anybody can see it within a mile in the head, like...
and not know who it's
and,
from.
Yeah, and, well, and not think to themselves, boy, this really could be used inappropriately. This could be used, you know... maliciously.
Yeah, it's available on iTunes and on Apple. It's on Apple. Yep. People can download
it. So now I want to know what the process is for an app to get vetted. Like, what was the real intent for this app?
It says that the intent for the app is for people to share information anonymously. So I feel like,
I mean,
it's,
I can understand
intent.
It if they were
anyway.
Creating an app that was meant for anybody to see within a 1.5 mile radius for something like a lost dog or an.
Ooh, that's actually, I like that.
Like, that would really be useful. But it doesn't need to be anonymous?
No, it doesn't. I agree with you. That would be a useful app for lost pets.
There probably is one.
There probably is one. You're probably right.
But
it's an Amber Alert for puppies.
I'm just trying to think, like, what was the real and, like, what type of messages
I
were people
really feel
were
like
the app developers
the
going
developer
for?
Was thinking that kids would use it in this manner. I really do. I and it's sick to think about.
He was probably bullied in high school, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
He probably hates the world
and wants to feel the fire. I don't understand it. There's so many avenues for kids to be nasty to each other these days. It's hard to prevent that from happening. And I'm experiencing that problem. I mean, it's hard.
I'm sure you see it every day.
Every day. And they're taking it way more seriously now. I had to sit through a couple hours of a seminar training course after, like, it was twofold. I had to take online course, which was the pre-course to the actual course, where I had to go and sit for like 5 hours and discuss bullying. And now I'm a mandated reporter because it's getting so bad that if I see it, I have to say something. I have to step in. I have to follow certain procedures and protocol in order to fix that, because it's getting so bad. It's insane what these kids are doing. There's a new app. You're going to find this inappropriate and dirty, but I think you'll love it just as much as I think it's hilarious. There's an app for couples. This is completely taking a 180 turn. I'm not.
Change of subject.
Mm-hmm. Change of subject. Good. But this is goes along the lines of where people come up with this stuff. There's an app that is linked to a pair of ladies' underwear or ladies' toy. A lady's toy that's linked to an app that can be used from anywhere. So you and your significant other, like,
who could happen to be overseas or whatever. I've heard of this.
Or at home while you're out shopping. And that's where I heard it from. It's in the New York Post or something like this. She wrote it all about it. Her husband did this, and she absolutely loves it.
Okay, jeez.
Like, that he has the control. Randomly. He has the control to randomly be like, whoop, here you go. And
I don't know that I would trust
an app.
Well, no. Well, any of the man behind the phone, the controls, or
the things that could happen. Like, men are sick.
I know, because they'd be sitting here watching this show live, and they'd be like, turn it on high.
And see your face. Whoa. Hey. Hello.
Oh, my God.
That kind of thing. But, I mean, I guess. I mean.
It happens. There's an app for everything.
There is an app for everything. But I don't understand. Snapchat is supposed to be, like, why not use Snapchat for what it is?
I know a lot of people who refuse to use Snapchat because they don't trust others.
I don't use it for that manner. I send silly stuff.
Yeah, but even still, like, I guess, I don't know, maybe they also don't want to see things. Like, if somebody sent something to their story.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, oh, what's this person got to? Whoa. I don't know. Some people are gray.
Truth, basic.
We're basic. My mom just stopped by the house. She went to the Christmas tree store today.
Oh, I love it.
She brought me pumpkin hand soap and pumpkin pancake mix.
She loves you.
I know. Made me happy, but it made me think about us in this show. Pumpkin everything.
Pumpkin all across the board.
Chobani makes pumpkin yogurt.
I saw that. You found it.
I did.
Where?
Walmart, of course.
Nice.
Pretty much awesome.
I'm carving pumpkins this weekend.
This weekend is that fall party that I'm missing in New York City. That's like pumpkin everything that I talked about last week.
Yeah, you're missing it?
Well, I'm going down the first week of November.
Mm-hmm.
Too close together to
be able to
try to coordinate.
Do both.
And then it's harvest season at the winery and they need me.
Well, harvest season is a big time right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it, not
wineries,
only is it
you can't find Rome at the tasting bar. At the
no, because right not only is it harvest, but it's peak tour time. This is the perfect time to tour.
I can't tell you how many people. We're the perfect day trip, mm-hmm. The daycation, whatever you want to call it. So many people from the Rochester, Syracuse, Pennsylvania. We're surrounded by this triangle that we just attract so many tourists from
everywhere.
Anywhere from 1 to 3 hours away, we are a great spot, you know, and everybody loves to, where are you from? Syracuse, where are you from? Rochester, where are you from? Well, right over the Pennsylvania border.
It's crazy. Well, think about what they have drawing them here. Not only is it peak leaf peeping time, just saying, but you have the wineries, which has been here. for so long. But then you have the developing breweries.
Yep.
The Sweet Treat Trail. Sweet and trail. The Cheese Trail. There's a lot to do in this area at this time. There's a lot going on.
All the festivals, all the wineries, like basically a winery, cheesery, brewery, distillery, you've pretty much got a festival during the fall.
Yep.
And you can plan to hit up multiples on any given day.
And you can plan on having something be there, yeah. This time is crazy. When I worked at a winery, I remember this just being, we turning people away because we didn't have room.
Yeah.
We didn't have space. We didn't have people to
work. Well, the good thing about their building new ones around every corner is that harvest season is a little more manageable for the tasting rooms. And unfortunately, harvest season is quickly followed by winter, which means nobody.
Yeah. And
they send most of their staff out for the winter and call them back.
Which is unfortunate.
Spring.
Why, like, what is it that can be done over the winter to draw more people to the region? I mean, and because it's a really big struggle for some wineries in the wintertime.
It's because
they stay open.
Some of them stay open, some of them close. But, like, I know the wine trails themselves have events going. So, like, the holiday shopping spree the Cuga Lake Wine Trail and the Seneca Lake Wine Trails deck the halls. But they're just 2 weekends apiece, and it's a long winter.
It's a very long winter.
There's been talk of trying to figure out how to draw people in, like having somebody suggested to us maybe we should move Cork and Fork to the winter and have a winter event, try and draw people here, but the problem with the winter event is it could literally be a blizzard, and you could have spent $10,000 on an event and one snowstorm.
It's not
going to
work out. Yep.
You're out $10,000. So it's a risky business trying to plan stuff in the winter, which is why.
In this area.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
And Rochester and Syracuse are so affected by lake effect snow, and if that's where a majority of our customer base is coming from, especially during the winter, you're probably not going to draw too many people from more than an hour away.
That's true.
They're going to wait until the day before to look at the weather to decide whether. Yep. They even do that for the fall.
And this makes
a fall
it hard
day
to plan.
Could be nasty, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not necessarily with snow, but it could be cold and rainy, and nobody wants to be
nobody
out
wants
on
to
a
be
cold,
out there
rainy fall day either.
That makes sense.
We battle the elements. Unfortunately, tourist business is
just that.
Highly reliant on good weather.
Seasons.
Unless you're even if you're a ski slope, you're praying for snow all day, all year long.
Well, luckily they have technology. They can make snow now.
Yeah, we can't necessarily make sunshine and warm weather and nice roads for everybody.
But historically, if you think about it, though, too, tourist destinations, all of them have these kind of seasons. Like, if you think of Florida, when people go down there, or, like, Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is a graveyard compared to, like, spring break, unless it's spring break time.
Right.
And they still manage to be successful throughout the year. And so it's something that we've done as well as possible around here, I think. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we survived. Everybody's surviving.
I think we're getting there. I mean, we're getting to the point where I think there's definitely things to do in the winter, too. I mean,
yeah.
I would love to rent out a room in a cabin or a B&B with a fireplace. And
oh, we had the same thought. Oh,
like
so romantic.
Hot cocoa, puppies, kind of, yeah.
Oh, that sounds so
there's
nice.
There's not. You have to change
to
your mindset. You have to change and think, what can we do in the winter? You know,
instead of saying that we can't
do
anything.
Bring a deck of cards and, you know, Kahlua instead of your freezing cold champagne. And
that's such a good idea. That sounds so nice. That's why it's important, I think, that people keep in mind to buy local and keep it local. And you guys do. You guys still over the chamber, you still do your coffee and conversation, and that encourages discussion about what's going on around the area. Do you guys talk about local tourism during that as well?
Well, actually, our last coffee and conversation topic was about the effect of agriculture mm-hmm. on our local economy. Did you know that Seneca County has the largest sheep population in the state?
No.
Yeah, me either. But I do now.
Me too.
There was one other livestock animal, too, that was in with the sheep. I want to say cows, but I'm not entirely sure.
Mm-hmm. That I can believe. It's not often you see a lot
of
sheep.
And we just, you know, we're a powerhouse with agriculture. Soybeans is our largest crop, and actually farming is the largest industry in our county, too.
I believe that, too.
And that that also includes farming of farm grapes, mm-hmm. Obviously. But
I consider that farming just as much.
It was an eye-opening experience learning some of the things that we learned. The Seneca County Cornell Cooperative Extension came in and chatted, along with Miranda Cheese. Mm-hmm. Tom Murray came in to talk, and then Catherine Corona from Three Brothers.
I love
Three
Miranda's
Brothers now
cheese.
Has a tasting room in Eastview.
Eastview
Mall.
Expanding.
They have a tasting room, full merchandise, all their tastings, everything. I have not
drinking
been up
and
there.
Shopping.
I want to go. It's near like Biagi's and everything, like the like the fancy restaurants. Yeah, and they actually have. I think you can make your purchases and then wait until you're leaving,
done and pick up your bottles.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
It's right
I like
near,
that.
I mean, all those fancy restaurants are there. Valet parking is there too. Mm-hmm. So, if
that's
you really,
really
wanted
cool.
to be treated, to, yeah, really cool, awesome for them. Awesome for them. The day that we had our coffee and conversation actually was the day that they opened that shop. So, where our coffee and conversation was at Three Brothers, and most of the staff was up in Victor setting up. Bad timing on our part, but
they pulled
it off.
Yeah. that's innovative. It's different. It's something that no one else is really trying.
I hope it
works
for them.
Yeah,
the inside, I've only seen pictures, but the inside looks just
like a tasting room?
Their tasting rooms. Like, I want to say that some of, like, their Bag d'Air tasting bar kind of looks like Bag d'Air with rustic
feel?
Yeah. I want to go, though.
I hope it works out for them. That sounds really... It's different. It's not something anybody else is trying, so... When do you guys have your next coffee conversation planned yet?
We don't have one, actually, for a while, because our next event put on by the Economic Development Committee is going to be a customer service seminar.
Okay.
Which is actually catching on. We've got quite a few people interested in that. And then prior to that is my baby. We're having Chamber Benefits 101. To discuss each and every program, service, everything that the chamber does within 2.5 hours, including a question and answer session and mm-hmm. a panel discussion from each of our committees. For people who maybe joined the chamber in 1998 and their current staff doesn't know anything about the chamber, or people who are new to the chamber, or people who are considering joining the chamber.
And don't know what happened.
Or people who might be interested in possibly being an ambassador or on the Economic Development Committee, on a tourism committee.
Yeah, there's so many committees you can be a part of
to
get involved.
So we've got room for 100 people. We're doing it upstairs in Fatzinger Hall of the Waterloo Library.
Okay.
It's like an auditorium up there. It's really cool. It's actually, I think, where the first... Where the Declaration of Sentiments was originally supposed to be read, but then they had a change of location.
At the last minute?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's really cool. So I'm excited to show that off as
when
well
is it?
As October 30th.
All right, so October 30th. People
want to
find out.
And you can RSVP on SenecaChamber.org or by calling the chamber at 568-2906.
All right. I like it. I like it a lot. Support your baby.
I love my baby.
All right. Well, that is it. That's it for us today. It's 8:15. We'll see you guys next week. Lake to Lake Girls.
Yes.
Get to hear about your 15-mile run. And a whole lot more mischievous we'll get into over the weekend.
Finalize our Halloween plans.
Yes.